It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today we have looked at current events around the world with our broadcast partners, and now you should have a better understanding of the details behind the headlines. You can listen to all of these broadcast partners once again if you'd like to. They've joined us this weekend to give us the information so essential for our understanding, really, of Bible prophecy. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com. There at the website, you'll be able to go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it at your convenience. You can listen or re-listen to these men and the conversations we had with them. I would suggest give a friend a call, somebody that may not be able to hear the broadcast where they're located, and in fact, they can then hear the entire broadcast at PTRN. That's Prophecy Today Radio Network. ProphecyToday.com is the location where you find that. Be sure not to miss my conversation with Colonel Bob McGinnis from Washington, D.C. He gave us a report on the G20 and the leak of the top secrets. As high maybe up as the White House, these leaks have come forth. New York Times, Washington Post reported what they got from these unnamed sources. So that's very important to understand what Bob has to say about that. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update. We got an update, actually, on what was taking place with the Turkish aircraft being shot down by the Syrian military. And the latest on the Egyptian elections, those elections for the president of the state of Egypt. It's going to be announced on Sunday. By the way, what could the ramifications be if it doesn't go the right way for the mass majority of the Egyptians? David Dolan gives us insight on that. Ken Timmerman, he joined us, and we talked about the nuclear talks that took place in Moscow. Actually, no results out of that. What does that mean as well? Dr. Rob Congdon, he gives us a look at the European Union. And Rob actually brought information, very important information, the latest that is going on in Europe as it relates to the euro crisis and what that could mean not only for Europe, not only for the European Union, but for the entire world. But my conversation with Rabbi Yoel Karen, I thought, was very, very important. These activities that have been happening on the Temple Mount, Rabbi brought to our attention. And you can re-listen to that to find out everything. But what was so interesting to me was the report about the member of the Knesset. He is an Israeli political leader who is calling for the end of Muslim occupation on the Temple Mount. We hear a lot about occupation, but what about the Temple Mount being occupied by the Muslims? Now the Jews want that to come to an end. Well, I want to take a look into this call by this political leader in Israel for the Muslims to at least allow the Jews and Christians to have freedom of access and freedom of worship there on the Temple Mount as well. I must remind you, however, that when you listen to this, you're going to be moved, as I was, to get excited about where we are in God's time. Let's just take a moment here and let me bring some very important issues to your attention. Prophetic significance of this call by Ari Eldad. He is the member of Knesset, and he's calling for the Muslims to end the occupation of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Eldad said that the occupation started actually back in 691 A.D. That's when a man named Omar built the Dome of the Rock. Now, he did it. He put it up as a commemorative building. The Dome of the Rock is not a mosque. That pewter dome building at the southern end of the Temple Mount, Al-Aqsa Mosque, that's the only mosque. But they do hold prayers in the Dome of the Rock, but it's a commemorative building. Omar built it actually over the site of the Holy of Holies for the first and second temples. Now, this is an interesting thought. That site is where the Holy of Holies would have been when Solomon built his temple some 3,000 years ago. We find out that that was at the tip of Mount Moriah. You can go to 2 Chronicles chapter 3. And get all the details on the building of that temple. Took Solomon 7 years to build it. In 1 Kings chapter 8, after he had finished the building of the temple, he brought the Ark of the Covenant into the Holy of Holies, right there on that site where that Dome of the Rock is today. And the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord so much that they could not stand it. Remember, Mount Moriah is where Abraham offered Isaac. He took him there. And then it's where King David purchased a threshing floor from Ornan the Jebusite. He wanted to have a place to offer a sacrifice. He put up an altar on that site. Well, the temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, and that's all recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 36. The book of Ezra, chapters 1 to 6, the Jews returned to the land. They returned to the land God took them out of for a 70-year period of time with the assistance of Cyrus, who was the head of the Medo-Persian Empire at that time. Now, the Bible had talked about a man named Cyrus, Isaiah chapters 44 and 45, who would come to power. By the way, Isaiah's prophecy, 150 years before the fact, and when, you know, Cyrus came to power, he let the Jews go back and rebuild the temple. Chapter 6 of Ezra, they have a dedicatory service for that temple there in Jerusalem. Well, that temple would be destroyed as well. Jesus Christ, in his Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, verses 1, 2, and 3, talks about not a stone standing upon a stone on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. The Roman army under General Titus took down that temple in 70 A.D., Zechariah was looking into the future when he wrote down about Jerusalem, and in particular the Temple Mount, being the center of controversy. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. He also said in Zechariah chapter 1, verses 14 to 16, that Jesus was very aggressive in his ownership of the Temple Mount. He was sore displeased with those who tried to take power and control over the Temple Mount. And in verse 16 of chapter 1 of Zechariah, it says that the Messiah would return and build his temple. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12, and rule and reign from there. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13, and rule and reign from there forever. You know, Zechariah's prophecy in chapter 12 and verse 2 is happening right now. The Muslims want the Temple Mount. They want to set up their worldwide caliphate from that particular location, right there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The Jews want this sacred spot. It's the holiest site to the Jewish people. They want to build their temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where the first temple stood and the second temple stood. And by the way, they're ready to put a temple up even as we speak. They're ready to go up there. Bible prophecy said there would be a temple on the Temple Mount. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Matthew 24, 15, Jesus confirms Daniel's prophecy. Paul wrote about it, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and John the Revelator said, measure the spot for the temple. That's Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Well, there's going to be continual controversy about the center of the earth, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, until Jesus Christ does come back. That's 7 years from now. The next event is the rapture. And by the way, with everything we've said today, no way you cannot believe that the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...